Stereo, next Sunday at 5. Can you wait for it? Have a happy new year.
The best sound in Britain.
Great.
Great.
Absolutely. Did you have a good Christmas, Annie?
Yes, thank you, Richard. I hope you did too.
Oh, not half.
Yeah.
I haven't recovered yet, though.
Oh, well, you wouldn't, would you, Aunt? I know about you, Richard.
It's not
anyway,
true.
Thank you for the top 40.
It's all right.
Of the year.
Bye.
Bye. It's still Christmas. These are the records that meant most to you in 1985.
Shout, shout. I'm talking
Smith and Roland Orzabal, who've had a fantastic year. Tears for Fears. Shout. JRD Pals sent me a very nice Christmas card saying, this is left over from last year, actually. I feel obliged to impose it upon you, assuming that you are not a recording. Of course I'm not a recording. On behalf of everyone else who will not get one. Oh, dear. Well, friends of JRD Pal, I suppose you know the worst by now anyway. And he also says, Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year, and please include your dog in this. Oh, no, I'm not speaking to my dog. She's brilliant at opening Christmas presents. Hers and everybody else's. For Dave H., 1985 meant meeting a young lady called Hazel Parrott. This was their song. He says, she's probably, I think, in Portugal now. That's no problem. You can hear Radio 1 in Portugal and Spain and France and Germany and Sweden and Norway and wherever you're listening. Hello, and hope you've had a wonderful Christmas. This is The Cure. From The Cure. Paul Goodyear from Frederick Street in Mexborough in South Yorkshire sent me a fantastic Christmas present. I mean, an airline ticket, which is marked London Heathrow, Los Angeles, Sydney, Singapore, and back to London. Oh, isn't that nice? I mean, what generosity. And he points out that it won't actually get me anywhere at all because he's ripped out all the other coupons from it. That's a rotten trick, really. I mean, wait till April the 1st for things like that. This is Alphaville, big in Japan, being the record for Matthew Magariu, I hope that's right, who is 16 years old, and he says, everyone in the sixth form at Buxton College loves this record, even though it's actually 84. Never mind, we'll let you cheat tonight.
Come back on the road.
Alphaville big in Japan. Clark Wilson from Kirkcaldy in Fife says, I was going to write this in stereo, but that would involve two letters, two envelopes and two stamps. Yes, I suppose it would. Then he says, here's hoping your socks will always be fresh. Thank you. I mean, really. Thompson Twins, King for a Day, which is the favourite record of 1985 for Michael Worley from Glen Parver in Leicester. The best thing they've ever done, he says.
I know you well, and I can tell something's on your mind. 'Cause in your dream, the demons scream. No one's gonna hurt you.
Just remember that person last week who wanted to be Jonathan King for a day. Thompson Twins. John Walker from Folkestone Road over in Kent says, oh, it's a sad story, this, about his record of 1985. My girlfriend and I, he said, were at Trent Polytechnic in Nottingham together. We were on the same course, and a simple friendship turned into a very close and fond relationship. The problem is that now we have been torn apart as we live so far away from each other, and it's impossible to get together very often. We are 230 miles away from one another, but with a bit of luck, Caroline and I will be together on the 29th of December, and it would make it a perfect Christmas if you could play our first choice, Careless Whisper.
Mm.
Well, I've got to say, Carolyn, John really loves you.
Whee!
and the Gang on compact disc, and Fresh, and before that George Michael and Careless Whisper. I really enjoyed Wham's programme with Mike Read on, was it Boxing Day? I can't remember. I know it was one morning this week somehow. And they were saying such wonderful things about Radio 1. I thought, how nice. I mean, yeah, really got sort of good taste. And then one of them said, can we have the fiver now, Mike, please? Oh, not fair. Not fair at all. His madness.
Watching up to my door, one by one again, knockety knock knocking upon my floor, swinging on my gate, they gain entry by the yard, pulling up my hair, they scream, paint your thoughts upon my card. About not tonight, I've got studies to examine. Watching all the Queen's men, a talent contest on Monday with my Uncle Sam, who now takes up all of my time. He gives me things to do, 'cause he's a wonderful man. But I'm sailing across the sea to see my Uncle Sam. I'm sailing across the sea to be with my Uncle Sam. Silly little sneakers from the women liberators, but I'll stand and hold my post. Polish buttons and erect, I'll raise the flag, I'll show those women who's the most. But not tonight, I've got studies to examine. Tomorrow I'll be watching all the Queen's men, a talent contest on Monday with my Uncle Sam. That takes up all of my time, gives me things to do. He's a wonderful man. But I'm sailing across the sea to see my Uncle Sam. I'm sailing across the sea to be with my Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam from Madness, and that was for Tim Pusey of Scott Gardens, Heston and Middlesex, who says, isn't it nice of them? Isn't it nice of them to do a gig, a one-off gig on New Year's Eve? Yes, it is. Well, they're great chaps. It's 7:30. Here's Rod McKenzie. Radio 1.